USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Biden spoke on the phone Wednesday evening with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the first interaction following the midterm election results between two leaders whose relationship could become one of the more important and intriguing ones in the nation's capital. Biden earlier in the afternoon said he had hoped to connect with the top House GOP leader, and the White House announced this evening that they had done so. Well, as expected, Senator Lisa Murkowski and fellow Republican Kelly Shibaka advanced to the next round of ranked choice voting in the contest for an Alaska Senate seat. Per the Associated Press, the next round of tabulations in the race is expected November 23rd. This is the first year of the new system of voting in that state. The top four finishers in the all-party primary advance to the general election. In the general, a candidate can win outright if they win 50% of the vote, but neither Murkowski nor Shibaka is expected to meet that minimum in the first round of tabulations. There won't be a lot of jobs left after Mr. Zuckerberg finishes what he started.
Meta Platforms says it will cut more than 11,000 workers, or 13% of its staff, as restructuring to cope with struggling online marketing and falling stock prices are taking a toll. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said he is taking responsibility for the firings. The company is also tightening its belt by reducing its office space, moving to desk sharing, and extending a hiring freeze through the first quarter of 2023. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
Democrats will take over the governorship in Massachusetts come next year. Here's Attorney General Maura Healey, now governor-elect, at a press conference on Wednesday.
No matter who you voted for, we're going to be an administration that will work with everyone.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Democrats had a good night. That's according to President Biden's post-election day assessment of his party's performance in the first midterms since he took office. In a speech Wednesday afternoon, the president said Republicans didn't do as well as they expected.
While we don't know all the results yet, at least I don't know them all yet, here's what we do know. While the press and the pundits are predicting a giant red wave, it didn't happen.
The Georgia Senate race heading for a runoff election on December 6th. This is because neither incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock nor his challenger Herschel Walker reached the 50% threshold necessary to be declared winner. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger Wednesday said that the voting response in his state was enormous.
The voters took record advantage of pre-election day voting. They had shattered the records for both absentee by mail and early in-person voting in a midterm.
Onshore winds from Tropical Storm Nicole are already causing issues along Florida's Treasure Coast. Parts of Martin County, north of West Palm Beach, have begun to see flooding. Martin County Fire and Rescue Chief Chad Cianciulli, at a news conference Wednesday afternoon, said people should keep off the roads, but if driving is necessary, stay alert.
If you find yourself where you are on the street and you're going to an unknown area and the roadway seems a little bit different to you, pay attention to your street signs and pay attention to your mailboxes. If they look like they're underwater, that road is too deep.
For U.S. Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.